All right, we back. Take two.
From the very, very top?
I was just going to let him know. Yeah, yeah, technical stuff. It's been a while since we've been outside, man. But
these cords is wild.
Coming live and direct from the Soul Swap Meet. We got all the black San Diego out here.
And me.
All, yeah, yep, all 5%. You might be the only white guy that's out here, I think. You think so?
Nah, I see my man pull up. They charge him double for the culture.
Oh, man. It's beautiful out here, man. We got vendors and everything out here, kids. You know, you got all the grandmothers that's been in the house all year long out here, man. Collard greens. We got At The Right Juice Chuck. We had her on as a guest previously on the network. It's beautiful, man, just to see everybody out here, man.
You sure you trying to pod today?
I don't know. I'm trying to
eat. Your lips is smacking.
I'm trying to eat. I see my man with the collard green plate. And I was like, man, I need to. Yeah, it is meat day. If they got pork in here, I might just go ahead.
No.
I might just have to go ahead just in case. Go ahead, man. What we got? What we got? You said you had a joke for me.
Nah, we had a guy. I had to let you live from yesterday in the chat.
You got D's, motherfucker, D's. Rosie Perez.
Hey.
That would be an inside joke, baby.
Yeah, we'll talk about it. Because
we don't have. I mean, all right, if you want to, it's you. I wouldn't talk about it.
It's you. It's not me, it's you.
I wouldn't talk about it.
It's not me, it's you.
All right, let me get into this intro just because I don't like my. I'm real uncomfortable holding this shit right now.
There you go.
All right, it's Memorial Day weekend.
There we go.
Official start of summer.
We're grooving. They already played the Frankie Beverly and Maze. So you already know we out here at an event, man, living our best life. I should have got my sunscreen. Listen, I don't care where you are. Turn me down just a little bit. I don't care where you are. You can be at your mama's house, your auntie's house, your grandmama's house. You can be at the Soul Swap Meet, living your best life. You can be anywhere in the world, but you're here with us.
Shit.
Thank you. Welcome to the You Wasn't On 5 Podcast, episode 40.
So you just start screaming that over the music now.
I slide with losing arms from the LBC.
Man, we had to get right. This come on in my cookout. Probably not too many cookouts, but it come on in mine.
It come on in somebody's cookout.
Shout out to Dub Shack, baby.
Living the best life.
Long Beach.
Shout out to Shayla for having us. That's the organizer of the event. You can find her at Soul Swap Meet on Instagram, Soul Swap Meet on Facebook. If you want to be a vendor, hit her up, sign up.
I was only a young buck, I was still trying to kick it. Having a gang of fun, it must be young to be wicked. Because when I was 13, you know we didn't.
More respect on this man's name. I'm tired of not hearing him.
I love some quick. Love me some quick.
That lasted until the night. Then after that, we played some hide and go get it. With the neighborhood homegirls coming up to be with it.
I wish some summer breeze would kick in, though. Starting to get a little hot.
My thing says 66. I feel like they lied.
Maybe a few degrees off all the time. But this isn't 66 degree music, though. This is definitely 86 degree weather.
I know definitely they add 4 to it.
Yeah, that's the thing right there. Hey.
Sit back and just groove. Yeah. It's officially summertime.
Unofficial, that's what Memorial Day weekend. Officially summer's a few weeks away. Now it's officially summertime. Let's quit playing around.
Hey!
My hand's cramping from holding these chords just so y'all can get the music right. I gotta turn it off soon.
It's a vibe, whole vibe out here.
Oh, now you really want the green. As soon as her voice come in,
we ain't never lied.
Here it is, a groove slightly transformed. Just a bit of a break from the norm.
Alright, man, my man's just hungry. Let's get to the shit.
Yeah, let's get straight to it. Let's get straight to it. Hand me the cord real quick. I'ma still throw Thank these God. Effects. Yeah, man, hand me the cord.
Let's all hope his horns get blown out.
You be out here hating, man. So
we outside again.
Yeah, we and the sun is out. Out of all things, man, San Diego is weird, man.
Hey, man, you had me on restriction. I couldn't come outside for a few weeks.
Why is that?
It was nice weather.
Man.
I don't know. You just said come to the studio.
Nah, though, on all those days, it was like raining outside. I mean, not raining, but it was like overcast, cold, windy. We got a nice building, blocking the wind right here. So, you know, this is the best day that we've had in maybe like 2 or 3 weeks. You know what I mean? Or maybe in a month. You know what I mean? So... But yes, welcome to the You Wasn't Outside podcast. I'm one of your hosts, not doing the most normal ass call to my frontish left today, because normally I've been saying right since we've been inside the studio. We got my man at Just Lex. Here we go.
The Ross Carter.
Here we go.
And the Ross Carter. And
Just let. So what's been going on, man? What's new with you, man?
Oh, man, it's been a pretty good week. I mean, nothing crazy happening, just a little overtime. But, you know, yesterday was a good day. We got a couple Laker W's. Let's see. Went on a pandemic date last night.
Okay. Where'd y'all head off to?
We went to a Tiny Desk concert.
Like a legit one?
No, on YouTube.
Oh, okay.
I said a pandemic date.
I thought when you said that, I was like, wait a minute, NPR, that's on the East Coast, I believe.
Yeah. We just, it was some old shit, too. We just, a little Anderson .Paak. It was a nice little vibe until the kids came in screaming.
Yeah.
I had probably like a 30-piece of wings, so I'm hurting right now, but I'm going to make some room for some of this over here.
Yeah, it looks like they got a lot of great stuff over here, man. Like it's just amazing to see, so. For me, man, I've just been at work grinding and stuff like that, man. Just trying to, you know, live my best life to the best of my ability.
Early three cheers.
What we
to,
got to,
to my man.
To who?
To you.
Oh, no, I can't say it yet.
Oh, okay.
Gotta wait.
Okay.
Man's got to clear some things first.
Okay.
And once I clear it, then I can go ahead and say it.
Oh, yeah, I'm definitely giving you a background check.
Oh, man, just in case I've been to jail lately, huh? But yeah, all right, man. So what we got, man? Let's get into it because we got an interview that's already gonna be in place of this, in this episode. So what we got, man? What we got? Anything new in today in hip hop or anything like that? Anything that we need to discuss? What we got? We got a DMX album that came out on Thursday.
Yeah. Through First Listen, I'm happy with what I heard First Listen.
And it feels good, you know, hearing back from a man and, you know, seeing that he brought guys together like Jay, Nas. I seen that on there. He had Griselda on there also, too. I got a chance to hear a snippet. I haven't got a chance to go through the whole thing yet, but eventually I'll get there, though, you know. So I thought it was, you know, great to, you know, see that, you know, and see everybody come together, you know, on this album that he has posthumously, you know, released.
Yeah, well, no, I think most of that was done because that Jay and Nas verse is like 5 years old.
Mm.
And, yeah, I think Swiss was just holding us on, and he did a good job curating it. And it sounded like, you know, the past couple ones I've heard from him, like, you know, I didn't need a whole bunch of more DMX music at that point, but right. I'm glad they did it right this time. So shout outs to him.
For sure.
We got a couple, let's see, is there any, not big anniversaries? I can save those for another one. We can go ahead and just run with that. Keep okay. it pushing.
Yeah, nothing else to discuss in music off the top of my head. I can't think of anything. I mean, we put all our eggs in this basket in regards to getting this interview and being out here. So I was like, yeah, let me give me some quality, man. Let's talk about some stuff that we really didn't get to, you know, last time we was getting in the first place. All right, random shit to fill in time, man. You had a question on here that I thought was kind of crazy, which was, what would you name your boat?
I don't know what the I was thinking.
Yeah, you had no idea.
Like, I think I passed by somebody's boat and it had some wild name, and I was like, damn. And I'm not a boat guy. I don't plan on being a boat guy.
But if you had one, what would you name it?
White Chocolate For You. My old AOL Instant Messenger
my
name.
My man just came in with the Black Planet screen name.
No, for real. Back in that time.
That was your
thing. I mean, right? I wasn't on Black Planet, but like. But for AIM and, you know, all the Instant Messengers, that I was definitely running with that.
And
my eBay name. And it wasn't just white, it was White Chocolate.
Wait, your eBay name was White Chocolate?
Yeah,
for you?
It was real nasty.
Yeah, that's real nasty.
Maybe that's why I wasn't getting premium.
Yeah, I was about to say, you wasn't
getting the premium.
You definitely weren't getting effective sales and stuff like that, man. There's no way that
But you
that
had to throw the 4U at the end, though.
Yes, with the number 4.
Yeah, and the letter and just the U. Yeah, just it was by, already long. And I think the one of the O's was a 0. I think the I was a 1. Yeah, it was real Nicki Minaj-ish.
I don't know. I probably would name my boat like Old Faithful or something like that. Something crazy, something like super generic and basic.
Yeah.
But that has like some type of significance or something like that. The grown boat.
The grown boat.
This boat is.
I'm not getting on that
grown
boat,
folks, man. you don't want to get on that one.
I'm not getting on the grown boat.
Oh man, you out here playing? The grown boat is fire. I don't know. I would like to have a boat though. I'm not gonna even lie about that.
But I've been on a couple boats. It's been, if it's a vibe, if you do it right, but I'm just not going to buy no boat.
Let's get into some financial literacy out the gate. What do you do to track your expenses? Like, what's your process that you have? We out here with all these vendors and stuff like that. You know, and I know a lot of these people, they do it as side income, and it brings in extra money and stuff, so it's a little bit on topic. So what are some things that you do to try to, like, you know, calculate your expenses? Like, what does that look like? Is it all in your head? You got a spreadsheet? How's your whole process?
I use Mint.
Do you really?
Yeah.
That's fairly new. So what was your process before then? Mint's been around for about 3 or 4 years.
No, it hasn't. I've had Mint for a minute.
Like, it's the little Leaf app thing, right? Yeah. I don't, but, so you've been using
well,
this
whole maybe,
time.
Maybe as an app, but it was a website before that.
Oh, I had no idea about that.
Yeah, I've been with Mint for a minute.
So you just pretty much track all your expenses on there and see what's coming in, get your monthly report?
Yeah, because, I mean, a lot of times it's real easy to spend more than you bring in. Yeah. You know, or, you know, I went out to eat one too many times this month or whatever, and you just don't know.
It give you them little flash alerts, too, because I had to turn it off. Like, don't tell me about my bad habits, which is what it's there for, so that's crazy to say that, but at the same token.
Yeah, I got a feeling it's going to have something to say about today.
unusual spending going on right now.
Yeah.
So how often do you check it?
I do it about once a month just because it's not perfect. And as far as, like, you know, sometimes if it doesn't recognize a purchase, or if you're buying stuff in cash, which I usually don't, so that's not a big deal. You kind of gotta create it on your own, like the actual transaction.
Yeah.
And cause you have your little budget lined up and you'll have a X amount of dollars set for whatever.
Right.
And so if it doesn't recognize it, you gotta manually do it. And so I got to go in there after every month and fix it and then see where we were at from then. And, you know, sometimes, you know, working where I work, I get paid once a month. And sometimes the check fall on a different month. So it looked like I didn't get paid all month. But it was really like, you know, August got too many days in it. So you get hit twice.
Right.
And then, on this
app, are you able to put in like your income of like how much you're getting per check and stuff like that?
Yeah, because you link it to all your accounts.
Yeah.
So all your bank accounts, all your credit cards, anything, everything.
They're getting a lot of free advertisement for us.
Yeah, for real. Your mortgage loans. It is what it is. Like, I mean, it's no secret at this point. But so anytime, you know, a bill come in, gets paid through your bank, gets paid credit card, however you got it set up. It's linked to it, and it'll just like auto fresh or whatever you want to call it.
Right,
and then,
right.
But I paid like daycare through like Venmo, so there I got to go in there and manually say this is for daycare.
Right,
and then I put it in the daycare section under the kids, which that budget is rapidly growing, and so you know, and then you just gotta, you know, as you optimize and figure things out, you can, you know, I think I'm paying too much for insurance. Let me go shop it around. Or dang, like, I went out too much. Or dang, like, the kids had something going on. Or, you know, the Disneyland trip's going to throw off the entertainment budget definitely this month.
Right.
And then, you know, as long as it kind of balances out. And, I mean, I think because I'm so in my mind about it all the time, I don't probably need the app that much. But for anybody else, especially because we got so much going on, you know, overhead, people got so many different things that they do, or subscriptions.
Yeah.
It's nice to know, like, okay, I don't need to write this down, waste paper, throw up the spreadsheet. You know, I ain't used Excel in a minute or whatever you're doing. And it's right there at your phone.
Yeah, you know, for me, like, the process that I use, like, I typically use my notes section, which I think Mint would be, like, you know, something like a Mint would be, like, way better because I'm able to, you know, track it, you know, better in real time. But then the other thing about it is that I put in, like, how much I make, what bills I got to pay, and then what excess cash I would have left over.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway, I think at the end of the day, when it's all said and done, it's like having a plan for your money and where it's going and tracking it. You know what I mean? I think that's important because a lot of people will spend money, like, on fast food and stuff like that and not know where their money is going and whatnot.
Yeah, I definitely write it down for what you're saying, just to get an actual, like, okay, how much should I have left over every month? And then I use Mint to track everything else to see how I'm doing with that budget.
Yeah. Yeah, that's definitely 100% a lot better. Hold on, my mic is popping just a little bit.
Okay, I thought that was just me.
Yeah, but I don't think it's showing up on the actual recording, though.
All right.
So, anyway, listen, so I've been going on a lot of flights lately, you know what I mean?
You've been flown out?
I've never been flown out. I always pay for my own flight. Now, I've flown to a free destination, like a place to be at, but well, every time I get on a plane, I pray.
Like,
in the midst of takeoff, the first thing I do is pray. And so I was wondering, like, when you get on planes, or the last time you get on planes, is there Are there thoughts in your head like, hey, man, this might be my last ride?
Nah, I hate the... The worst part of a flight for me is actually the descension coming down.
Yeah.
Because I get all that pressure on my head. Mm. And if I don't got like a stick of gum or something, like it'll, that headache gonna last for a good minute.
Right, right.
But
I hate the descending coming down too, because it make my stomach tight.
But like taking off, yeah, you know, but you know, as long as the pilot ain't it back there trying to get his jokes off before we start, like I don't need that. I need you. I want you. I'm always here for the jokes.
Yeah.
But at that time, just hey, I want you 100% professional. I want the driest dude. Hey, we going. It's gonna take an hour. We'll be there an hour. It's gonna be a little sunny. Here we go. Take off.
You know, I was playing golf maybe about, when do I not? But I was playing golf like 3 weeks ago when I got back from Miami. And just sure enough, I was like playing golf with the Southwest pilot dude. And, you know, he was like, you know, he was being funny and stuff like that. And he was a great dude. But I had questions, right? I was like, dude, look, it took ridiculously longer for us to get back than it did to get there. And he was like, yeah, you were getting into a headwind. And he was like, look, like we keep a certain speed because of fuel efficiency. And
Coriolis effect?
Yeah.
Did he bring that up?
No, he didn't bring that up. But okay. I don't know what the hell you were just talking about right now when you said it. And I'm sure he would have thought like, yeah, he ain't going to know what I'm talking about if he said that.
Yeah,
what,
shout out to the flat earthers.
What does that mean, though?
I mean, because the world is round. I would hope. I hope we're in agreement there.
Yeah, I agree. I don't want to get on your bad side about that.
You can't just fly like so. You lay down a map, right? And yeah. It's flat.
Exactly.
Like so, it's not like a globe. So if you look at a globe, you're like, oh, I'm flying from here to here. You can't just go straight like that. You have to fly. It's like an angle you have to take to make it an actual beeline.
Mm.
I know there's probably a better way to explain it, but yeah, I mean, pilots know. Shout out to all our pilot listeners.
Yeah.
And not the Honda one.
Nah, I think I just thought it was dope, like just to hear all that. Like he was talking about like winds are like 100 miles an hour up in the air
shit
versus
ain't sweet
down
up there.
Here, man. Hey, you know, shout out, because if you're on a plane and you got like what, 120 people flying with you, that's a lot of responsibility. Like I feel all right with 5 people in the car. You know what I mean? But actually flying and stuff like that, nah, that would definitely get to me, man. I can smell this. I can smell the pastries right now in the air, man.
Man's not focused.
All right, last one for stuff to fill in time. Could you live in a house for a discount if somebody was either murdered or experienced maybe like suicide in there?
Sure could.
Yeah? that's the first thing. See, there was a house in Chula Vista that was like sitting right off the golf course, and I guess there were some of the unfortunate events that happened there. I don't know how I would feel about that, like staying in a place, man, where I knew that somebody, like something violent happened to somebody there.
So I got a story about this. So.
Let's hear it.
So my man Ben used to live in Lemon Grove, like right down the street when I was at the old house, right?
Yeah.
And the house across the street for him, someone bought it to flip it. And they finished it and they put it up on the market. And they had an open house.
Yeah.
And he had told me, he's like, yeah, man, it's wild because like the original owner, like he committed suicide, right? And then 6 months later, his wife committed suicide.
Wow.
In the house. And so I'm like, that's kind of wild. And those types of things, when it comes to that, it's illegal to not say that. If you know it, you have to, because of that case, like if I sell that house to you and you got some, like you feel some type of way about it. And so you have to I was being funny because I knew the information. I was like, you know what? It's an open house across the street. Let me go over, get a water and some cookies. And I rolled into the house. Two real estate agents, right? So I was talking to, I did a lap. I was like, oh yeah, they did a good job. And they were talking to me. I could tell they were real excited, right? And stuff. And just some small talk. And they're like, yeah, you know. I was like, oh, you guys are a couple. So they were a couple, fresh out of college, just got their license this very first listing.
Yeah.
So they were super excited to get that off, right? And then I go, I was like, man, I'm happy for you. That's good stuff. I was like, yeah, they did a good job. And I was like, I was really surprised you guys are listening at this high, you know, given everything that took place here. And I wanted to see what their facial expressions were looking like. It would tell me everything I need to know if they knew it or not.
Or what type of time they was
on. So I was like, okay, they don't know what happened. So I was like, okay, so either the owner didn't tell the person who bought the place, but more likely the person bought this place on a discount because of what happened here and is trying to flip it and not tell nobody.
Yeah.
That's what I thought was happening. Now, I'm 100% sure that after I gave them this information, they didn't tell nobody because they was like, that's messing with my paper. Yeah. But then I told them what happened, and they jaws hit the floor. It was like, oh, we need to get this guy out of here. They was lucky nobody else was walking through the house because I wasn't going to hold back.
Right.
I took my little two cookies, my bottle of water, and I bounced. Yeah. And they sold the house for more than they should have.
That's crazy.
But yeah, man, if something happens in the house, you got to tell people.
Yeah, and tell me ASAP, and especially if I'm bringing my family.
Yeah,
in.
And for that case, if everybody else is okay with it and it's nothing super crazy, but something bad happened there, I'm definitely going to use that to my advantage.
Right, right. No, definitely. Well, not out here. It ain't gonna matter out here. You got 20 people trying to get a house at a time, man.
Yeah.
But yeah, man. Well, that's all good, man. Let's jump into this interview real quick that we had with Miss Shayla real quick.
Yeah.
All right, we live, man. How you feeling? You feeling great? We live from the Soul Swap meet.
Here we are.
We have a special guest in
the
house.
They let me in.
Shayla.
Right?
They said I was welcome.
Oh, man. Yeah. So we have Shayla, the organizer of the event. So tell us a little bit about yourself.
I'm me. Like, I've always had a passion to provide a supportive foundation to people.
Yes.
Like, no matter what job, responsibility, or task I had, I was always there to be that person you could count on.
You know what I mean?
Dependability, you know what I mean? And just always excited to get the job done. So, I mean, I'm just a passionate person. I'm real friendly, but don't get on my bad side because you usually stay there for a little while. I'm just being honest because it takes a lot to get on my bad side.
Yeah.
It looked like, I mean, you got to have a lot of passion to get all these people together.
This is all 5% of us out here right now. All 5% that's in San Diego.
That's what they say. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, really? But a lot of the vendors, believe it or not, are not from San Diego. They actually pack their bags early in the morning, or they catch flight. Some of them fly from Arizona.
Wow.
Drive from Las Vegas. The furthest was Atlanta.
Oh, you stay busy organizing.
Oh, I'm busy.
Then.
Oh, yeah. I know like, we got some questions coming up, so I won't avoid it.
It's just free flowing. Don't worry about it.
So, yeah, we're doing a lot, and it does take a lot of patience, honey, let me tell you. I deal with over 120 vendors every 2 weeks. And some, you know, they change. Everyone's not the same. We do got some consistent ones, you know, like maybe 30 of them come all the time. They buy their quarters at a time.
Yeah, let's back up a little bit for the listeners.
Yeah.
So, like, introduce, like, what event we at? How often does it happen? You know, how do I set up shop here and start slanging them things?
Slanging them things. Okay. So basically, we are at the Soul Swap Meet here in San Diego, California. We're at the Encore Event Center. The address is 8253 Ronson Road, San Diego 92111. We're open from 10 a.m. until 3 p.m. It's over 115 black entrepreneurs out here
and me
doing their thing. Oh, yeah. And we got baby over here, too. we do the Soul Swap Meet twice a month. Usually it's every 2 weeks, but depending on the month and the venue's schedule, you know, we got to work around that. But we do it consistently. We started back in 2018 at the Four Corners of Life off of 50th Street.
I love that because I love calling it Four Corners of Life.
Yes.
Okay, because the Four Corners can mean something different depending on where you're from.
Depending on who's talking.
Yeah, exactly.
It depends on the person's mind frame, too.
That too.
Either you up or you down. You know what I'm saying?
My cup
is always halfway full, so I think of it in a positive way. But we started with, like, we started with I want to say between 16 and 22 vendors.
Wow.
Okay, we were at the gathering place. Mr. Barry Pollard, he was owning that space. I don't know if it's still there. I actually don't go on that side too often anymore because I live in Spring Valley.
Oh, there you go.
But we started there in 2018. I remember it was in November because I did one of the largest trap and paint parties at the same spot back in 2018. It was called the Trap and Paint. It was in Southeast San Diego. It was so dope.
That's great.
And that's how that kind of like boosted my, you know what I'm saying, my energy to get out here and be an entrepreneur, because I saw how I was able to gather all those people. I didn't do it all on my own, but I did the majority of the legwork, you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
So I'm always the person. It's almost like doing a test or an assignment in class. Everybody always want me because, you know what, I am not going to fail on your account or mine, you know what I'm saying? So
gotta succeed there.
We started in 2018. I'm talking about vendor shopping with each other.
Yes.
Because people weren't supporting over there.
Right.
You know, but I'm not, you know what? Now that I think back, I don't blame them. Because the spot that I had it in, although it's a nice space that Barry put, you know, opened up or whatnot, but across the street and on the sidewalks, you can't control that.
And
so it was pretty bad, you know what I'm saying? And when I think about a brand, it's like, what do you really want for your brand?
Mm-hmm.
What do you want people to remember? Oh,
right.
I had to walk over this person, walk over that person.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? So now we're here in 2021.
How was the growth affected at all in 2020?
So you talking about COVID?
Yeah.
Oh, definitely. So basically, I'm a regular human being.
Right.
So I was out there struggling myself like everybody else. I was over there trying to get food at the food drive like everybody else.
I heard it.
You know what I'm saying? So just struggling and just knowing that we were waiting on a handout. But that's not where my general idea came from.
Right.
But to answer the question, COVID had a lot to do with this because people were sitting at home trying to figure out what they love to do.
Right, right.
And so a lot of these vendors started in the middle of COVID because they're like, true. You know what? I do know how to paint. I do know how to bead and jewel. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
And now they out here grinding and caking it and getting their money.
Right, right.
Yes.
So how long did you guys have to shut down for due to COVID?
We started in September. So September consistently.
Oh, that's great.
September, October, November, December, January, February, March.
Haven't had no issues
February,
with the health department or anybody
absolutely
like
not.
That. That's
what happens when you got your papers in order.
Amen to that.
Yeah, and so I thought about it of the swap meet in Spring Valley.
Right.
Or Kobe's. If y'all ain't shut down, why we got to shut down? We doing the same thing you doing.
Exactly. Yeah.
But on a better level
on
because we got
level.
A mission with this.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
And our culture is contagious.
Absolutely.
You know, it really
if
is.
If you're doing it the right way, absolutely.
And you know, I'm looking at, and we were talking a little bit off mic because I was trying to like just brainstorm like different events that had happened in San Diego like this in the past. And this is truly unique because you guys do this twice a month.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
And so some of the other ones, I'm just thinking like you probably have different vendors that come in mm-hmm. every week that roll in or they, you know, you have repeats.
Right.
But at the same token, it's like it's open to everyone to come
absolutely.
Out.
Absolutely. It's called the Soul Swap Meet because your passion comes from your heart. It don't matter what color you are.
Exactly.
And that's what people are like, the Black Swap Meet? No, it's not what it's called,
nah,
baby.
It's
if that's
soul.
What I wanted to call it, I would have called it. Call it that.
Exactly.
It's called the Soul Swap Meet.
Because everybody
not,
got
not,
soul.
Not to get take away from the reason for the platform. It was for Black entrepreneurs.
Right.
I'm Black. You know what I'm saying? You do it for the people that look like you because you know that they, you know what I'm saying? They don't got the upper hand all the time.
Yes.
You know, I used to get sick and tired of somebody telling me how long I could be sick, how long my kids could be sick,
right,
how
right.
many events can I go join with my children, field trips.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Oh, I had a baby. They going to tell me how long I can heal from a baby. Are you serious right now?
She's speaking that stuff.
So
right
I'm just like, this ain't going to work no more. It's got to be a better way. You know when you can't work for nobody no more, when you sitting at that desk and you dreading
yeah.
how I'm going to make a living because I got to go from here.
Or if they even tell you good morning, you're like, man, I don't even feel like dealing with you today. Right out the
I
gate.
I don't even feel like getting out the
gate.
What excuse can I use so I can get fired without quitting? You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. Like, exactly. That's big. So what does the sign-up process look like and everything for anybody that wants to be a vendor?
Oh, baby, let me tell you. So what happens is our events sell out a quarter at a time.
Yeah, I seen that. Because like when I was first talking to you guys, she was like, look, we already sold out for like the next 3 or 4 weeks.
Yeah.
I said, look, we just here to record and highlight. You know what I mean? And I'm going to enjoy, soak up the fun and everything.
Man, so we put the third quarter dates out on April 27th. We have 6 dates usually per quarter. So we already sold out 4 of them. And the other 2... there's probably like 89 on the spreadsheet. It only goes to 110. So after today, and I guarantee, because I said it the last time, I said after this one, we're going to sell out because we were close to it.
Right, right.
But what happens is attendees come, are like blown away.
By
they enjoy
the
whole setup, the organization, just like, and not all the Black
everything,
people.
The organization.
Organization
you come in,
is
that's
everything.
Why I was like, you know, if we're going to go outside, we got to have all this set up and ready to go and know how to get ready in 15, 20 minutes. And that's right. Because, like, when we came to you, we came correct.
Correct. Absolutely.
Exactly.
Absolutely. We start setting up. You know what time we start? We out here at 6 o'clock in the morning.
I didn't. Because when I walked in, I was like, oh, we're the bathroom. When I had to do a lap, I was like, oh. Because you can just see this little strip right here. And I was like, oh, no, they get it popping all the way around the corner.
All the way around the
and they look like they've been here for a minute.
Some of the vendors were asleep.
My security guard, man, was so happy when his relief came in.
Yeah.
I said, oh, you here?
Because I'm sitting here like, damn, like, they ain't 45 minutes on the job.
See,
looking for a break.
That's big ups to Amanda since she wanted to speak on it.
Shout out
to
Amanda.
You look like you needed a cigarette or something.
Yes, yes.
And then you got people, you look real important right now. You got people following you constantly.
You got a videographer, man, right here. That's everything.
I mean,
you want to plug some other stuff you got going on?
So, we are looking to expand. Well, excuse me. First
do
of all,
I need
we
to sign
are.
An NDA for this? Or?
I know, right? Well, I mean,
do I got to release my information?
It's look, the only reason why I think this has happened, like I never, all I had was an idea.
Right.
And I'm like, how do I gather Black people in one place in a
man,
positive environment
that, man.
For them to make money, but continuous money?
Right.
Not just, okay, let me make an event, make my coins off it and bounce.
Like the
no.
once a year thing we were talking about
yeah, exactly.
earlier.
Exactly. And that's what you see a lot of nowadays, you know, you know, maybe they already had that idea in their head, but I'm seeing a lot of it now, all these pop-up shops or whatever. But I try to tell vendors, be careful of where you go, because everybody doesn't have the same passion that you have,
right,
and everybody
right.
damn sure don't have the passion that I have.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? So my goal is for us all to grow and eat at the same time. So when question asked, what I got going on next, we have expanded to Greensboro, North Carolina.
Okay, yeah, I was going to ask that. Or even like getting a bigger space can sell out if you got 89 people waiting and whatnot.
My goal when I first started this, when I realized, okay, there are entrepreneurs out here, and it's many of them, I wanted to get the Jack Murphy Stadium.
Yeah.
But then I started seeing, like, that was my
passion. Old school. She called it Jack Murphy.
Oh, my bad. That's the last time I went to a game there.
Stick to the roots.
I call it the,
What's
the
still
one
call,
at the Staples Center? It's not called the Staples Center to me. It's called the Great Western Forum.
No, those are two different places, though.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, because they built a different one. Okay, my bad. Yeah. Well, yeah, I'm old school with it, but my goal is to have, like, a Coliseum or something, because our wait list is unbelievable.
Kind of like how they do in the South. Like, you know how they have big events and stuff like that in the South? Bringing it here, and I felt like for a long time, like, the unity, we always needed that.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like for example, we have the Juneteenth celebration that I think one of our young brothers, Oliver Taylor, started. And I was like, man, I've never seen that many black people gathered in one location at Ski Beach, you know, just celebrating and not having any issues.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? And, like, this is one of those things that you can group into that, because it's like, it's something that's our own. And then, you know, my kids are here now.
Absolutely.
So 20 years from now, when they're telling the story, it's like, oh, we used to go to the Soul Swap meet.
Absolutely.
You know? And this will be
and
a time.
And then it still would be popping.
Yeah, when you do get, when you do eventually make it to Staples Center and stuff like that, like, these are going to be the best times when you're coming out the mud,
exactly.
Like, little
Who's
spots
been
like
there?
This, you know
you
what
know
I mean?
What I'm saying? And how does she continue to grind? Because there were many times where I was like, you know what? I am not doing this no more, because the appreciation didn't come from everybody. But what I realized is, you don't need it from everybody. Even if it's one person it's that appreciates everything, you got to keep doing it.
Exactly.
It was hard enough to find you in this parking lot. We ain't going to be able to find you in no arena.
Nah, y'all going to be, look, the thing is about me is a lot of people that know me, they're like, you're too accessible. Everybody knows everybody can touch you. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
They can reach out to you. They can call you. You know what I'm saying? And they're like, no wonder you're overwhelmed.
But that gets people to come back, too.
It does. Because they're like, I'm a human being.
Yeah, exactly.
It don't matter what
level how you build a foundation,
though. Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah, that's important. That's
people
important.
Know I care more about, I care about all of us. I don't just care about myself.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Because even when people find out what the vendor fees are, like, that's it. Well, I'm like, well, that's it
that's
for now.
That's why they're driving from Arizona.
You know what I'm saying? Well, true. But, you know, I don't want to peck nobody in the head. I've always said that.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Right.
But this is what I do for a living. So appreciate what I do and allow me to eat like you going to eat.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Don't give me no headaches. Don't come talking smart to me. Don't come over here crying because your booth number changed one down. Come on. Like, we ain't in high school, baby. We all got the same, you know what I'm saying, equal opportunity here.
Right.
That's
right.
What I try to tell people. It don't matter what your booth number is, baby. Everybody got the same equal opportunity
equal
here. Because I didn't build this platform on different levels. We all on the same.
Right, right.
So,
but that's
that
why
said,
you're able to expand, you know, into places like Carolina, because it's like, if everybody as a collective can push you up and then you pull us up as you go.
Absolutely.
Then
who wouldn't
want to
be there? You know what I'm saying? Who wouldn't want to be a part of it? So
otherwise you ain't gonna, you know, you wouldn't be lasting 3 years later. If you was just trying to hit people over the head, right?
And I mean, especially if it's something that you can live off of, and
absolutely.
You know, you're 3 years in, and you know, most businesses, they don't kick off until maybe after 5 years.
Well,
you know,
honestly,
I mean?
I didn't. So I started in 2018, but it went downhill because I like didn't have the right people on my team. Like, you got to go through some things to be
right.
like to make some adjustments.
Exactly.
So I had to adjust my team. You know what I'm saying? So I put that on hold. When I was doing that, I did like the Valentine Community Love Fest at Chicano Park with D Blaze Entertainment.
Mm-hmm.
So that was real big. I had to deal with the city, and I'm talking about managers, the higher ups,
right, right.
to get that completed. I mean, I'm talking about the day before they tried to up my permit, saying, "Oh, you're advertising here, here, here." They tried to tell me how many people I would have at Chicano Park, and I said, if I don't go to Chicano Park, there's people still going to be there.
Exactly. Yeah.
So how are you going to tell me?
Monday through Sunday.
Yeah, it was crazy, but we pulled that off. It was successful. I think we had like 3 Soul Swap meets with the other team that I had. And then I stopped. You know what I'm saying? I just started working again for corporations, building companies, being the first fired after I implement their process and procedures. You know what I'm saying? Do the whole thing for them and get fired. And that's another thing that drove my motivation. Like, I can't do this no more. How
right,
many
right.
times am I going to be used?
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? That's
and
basically what it is.
And then when you're gone, it's like, they're not going to even give you that, hey, thanks for all your hard
right.
work type
Who
thing.
Who started this or whatever? It's gone. You know what I'm saying? So, it was very important for this to start happening. You
and
know?
My question in that vein is, what do you think the importance is? Like, what do you see from people? Like, or what do you get feedback from people?
Man.
Like, what's the importance to
let
the city in regards
you,
to
let
this?
Let me tell you. Let me tell you. So, to answer another one of the questions that was asked previously, what I got going on next, I'm going to go ahead and spill the beans.
Hey.
I am basically going to be star in a reality TV show.
Hey.
Okay. Definitely great being a part of that. And so also because I've seen some of these vendors been with me since I started in 2018, mm-hmm. and then some been with me since I started in 2020. And then you can see the growth in these vendors from them putting money into their own businesses and just their lifestyle changes. I'm talking about a lifestyle change where one of my vendors has moved to a high rise downtown because the Soul Swap Me has been able to fund her lifestyle in a way that she couldn't even imagine.
Right, right.
You know what I'm saying? I have people inboxing me telling me how much money, four figures they made in 5 hours.
That's
you know what
crazy.
I'm saying? Oh, if it wasn't for the Soul Swap Me, I don't know how I would have sent my daughter to her graduation. You know what
so
I'm saying?
You're,
things
you're
of
almost,
that nature.
You're the plug.
Hey, man, same time. Don't be, well, I mean, hey, don't be forcing all the numbers because then she'll be like, oh, well, this little spot might be a few dollars more next
period.
Week. You know what I mean?
Oh, oh man. No,
y'all need to chill out.
Nah. But, it's, I mean, I enjoy what I do. There are some days where it's hard, but what day, you know, everybody has upstate, you know, good days,
as
bad
long
days.
As you love what you do, that's what
you
matters.
You put in
what
the work
do.
On the front end, you're going to be, you know, feeling nice on the back end.
Absolutely.
This is your equity right here. That's absolutely. What this is what we're talking about, like investing in yourself and like really betting on yourself. And
absolutely.
This is, this
yes,
is
it is.
He was going to find a way to say that word.
No, I was. Equity. Investing right, in yourself. So
equity. Okay. Yeah.
So when is
they weren't trying to teach us for so long.
When does the show start? Where we at? How can we see it?
If you can share the details.
Oh, oh yeah, we can't do that yet?
No, I can't share the details of that yet.
Yeah,
no,
yeah,
I
got to
keep it. Yeah, we'll just know that there'll be some cameras around here regarding the reality TV show today.
Yeah,
there we go. Yeah,
that's so, and that's another thing with that reality TV show. Some of these vendors are going to get a spotlight that they never thought they would have. It's all about sticking with somebody that you see got some goals and dreams and that's going somewhere.
Right.
And that's not selfish, you know what I'm saying? Damn. And really is looking out for the community, because a lot of people use that word community very loosely.
Right.
And they really ain't doing nothing for the community, to be honest with you.
Or even mess around with coming to the community that we talk about specifically.
Thank you.
You know what I
thank
mean?
Thank you.
And that's, I mean, for me, like, it's just beautiful to be back home because I was in school for a long time. But these last 5 years, just seeing the younger generation just really getting involved and picking up where our parents had left off.
Absolutely.
And everything. So that, I think that's great. I'm not going to hold up any more of your time. You've been really more than gracious enough. And this is just audio gold that we got.
Yeah, we
right
appreciate
here.
You.
Of course. Well, really quickly before I let y'all go, but if there are, okay, so the vendor booths do sell out fast.
There
but
we go.
I don't want to discourage anyone from
trying
to be.
Oh, we didn't even finish talking about that process real quick,
yeah,
too.
Oh,
so
yeah,
let people
ahead,
know
ahead,
let people know how they sign up and everything, too.
Yeah, so we do have a website. It's www.sd for San Diego, soulswapmeet.com. So you can get on there, you know, check out what we've done in the past. There's videos, there's pictures, the registration's on there. There's a cancellation wait list on there. There's contact information, whatever you can think of. There's always ways to reach out to us. We have a Facebook page, Soul Swap Me, Instagram, Soul Swap Me. Creative Vibes is my actual LLC.
Yes.
So Creative Vibes actually puts on the Soul Swap Me.
Oh, she's for real.
She legit.
LLC, so I got
everything.
An LLC, baby. I ain't doing no plan.
I ain't playing with nobody.
Period.
Taxis
this is a real
is right.
life business. And I said, this is something I can pass down from generation to generation.
Amen.
It ain't no hard work to it. Just be passionate. You're not passionate about the community, baby? Okay, this ain't for you. Go work at McDonald's. Next. That's what we're doing.
That's real.
For real. So I just appreciate everybody that's a part of the Soul Swap Meet. Big ups to my business partner Richard, my social media manager Yvette Brooks, you know what I mean? Like, we be out here really grinding, you know what I'm saying? And without them on my team, I wouldn't be able to do this all on my own, because
right.
I tried to carry it so long on my own.
It's a lot of work.
And I was like, eventually, my assistant Jasela Armour, she's new to the team, but she, you would think she worked for the Soul Swap Meet since I started. I mean, the girl got it down. And her energy is just, it's contagious. So she greets the customers or the attendees, you know what I mean? Shout out to my daughter also,
Demaya
Waynes. That's my baby. She work in the front. She's a cashier. 15
years old.
Shout
out to you, Demaya. She talking.
She's not even listening.
She talking.
Zaria, her friend as well. Big ups to her. They always work in the front. Young ladies making their money. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, they charge me double.
Oh, they charge you double.
I understand.
They don't even know how to count.
I'm playing with you. I'm playing.
No, but big ups to all the team. Amanda, my crew in the mornings. Michael, Brian, Carlton, we call him CC. I just appreciate everybody. And without the team, there would be no Soul Swap Meet. And big ups and much appreciation to entrepreneurs who believed in themselves,
yes.
to believe in what I was doing in order to get them to the next level in life, which is being your own boss.
There you go.
Okay.
Yes. What's a parting message that you would have for anybody starting out being an entrepreneur?
I say take your time with it. You know what I'm saying? Don't let other people influence you on how fast or slow you should move.
Mm.
And keep your passion in the forefront, and you'll get to where you need to be.
Amen.
In the time that you need to get there. And I'm grateful for the time that I'm in, because maybe years ago I wouldn't have been ready for this.
Right.
You know, I wouldn't have been mature enough to handle it and really threw in the red flag. Like, I'm done. You know what I'm saying? Just off of, you know, in a moment. So I'm glad to be where I'm at right now, the age I'm at, the, you know, the knowledge I have,
right,
the patience that I've grown to have this dealing with all these people. You know, at the end of the day, it's nothing but love. So,
yes,
you know, do what you do, love what you love, and continue to move on.
Amen to that.
I see why she got the LV shades on. The future is so bright. She was like, I don't care how overcast it is.
I'm just saying, I'm out here. We all supposed to wake up every day with no regrets, not dreading waking up in the morning.
Right.
You know what I mean? Once you start calling in, it becomes a pattern because you don't want to be there.
Right.
And the thing that goes wrong, I always say, when I start my own business, I'm going to put people in places where they feel comfortable at.
Right.
I'm not just going to hire you and tell you what you have to do, because that's where a lot of businesses fail
at. Tell me what do you feel comfortable?
Yeah.
Because when you do that, that helps build morale and stuff like that. You managing staff. You know what I mean? You are your own boss in that essence, you know?
Yeah.
And this is great, because now you're doing something that you're passionate about, that you love, and other people are able to enjoy, and the community is able to come out. Because we in Claremont Mason?
Yeah.
So we got Southeast, you know, driving from, you know, where our roots are all the way up here to Claremont Mason.
Yeah.
And that's all in support of you.
You had to be in an environment where you felt safe. You know, every environment's not safe for everybody.
Right.
You know, I had to choose wisely about the location, because I believe if I stayed in the same place and wouldn't have grown, we wouldn't have been able to grow. I wouldn't have been able to attract other entrepreneurs that travel to come here.
Right.
So you have to make decisions based off what's best for the business and the people, and not what's best for one person.
Hey, yes. And that's unfortunate that we got to leave, but for now, I mean, it is what it is. We'll get back there.
Yeah.
Yo, oh no, definitely. We already scouting some places out, you know. There's just certain requirements, you know.
Yeah.
As a business person, and you want to stay consistent when you branch off, you want to make sure those things stay consistent.
Right.
So I want to make sure everything I have here, I can have there.
Right.
Exactly. And it is what it is. So.
And that's just a big thing, man. I mean, it's a big thing, and it's a good thing at the same token, just to, you know, bring everybody together, especially coming out of this pandemic. You know what I mean?
When I
stumbled upon you guys' page, which wasn't going to take long. You know, I was like, oh, man, it's been a while since I've been out to an event like this. My mom got dressed. She done pulled out the good earrings and everything.
Man.
She was like, look, I'm about to be amongst my people. So that's my token of appreciation for having to bring my mom out on her birthday in a place that I know she would enjoy.
Happy birthday to your mother.
I appreciate it. I make sure I tell her.
My lady, my family, we here.
Okay, hey, welcome.
Oh, man.
So it's a
real nice family environment that you have out here.
Thank you.
Any lasting thoughts you got for us, Ms. Shayla? Because we ain't going to hold you up. I know you're busy. Time is money.
I'm just saying, look out for me on the big screen.
There we go.
No, but thank you guys for having me. It was very fun. So I would love to do it again. I've never done a podcast before.
Oh,
so
this is your first one.
I feel great. Thank you guys for having me.
Hey, we'll be back as long as you have us.
Absolutely. Yeah, the door is always open for you guys, no matter where the Soul Swap Meet is.
You'll live on our platform forever. So
awesome.
There you go.
Thank you guys.
All right, now you take care.
You too. Have a good weekend.
All right, now.
All right. Don't tell me you're going to insert anything.
Hey, I appreciate Ms. Shayla for coming out, man. So let's get back to this episode, man. So let's go ahead and get into Read 'em and Weep. Several years ago, while living with my sister, I bought a $900 rowing machine I could barely afford. I loved it and used it often. 2 years ago, since we were moving out, I decided to let my sister take the rowing machine because my new apartment building had three and hers had no gym at all. It worked perfectly, and I thought I was doing her a favor because she couldn't afford a gym membership. My intention was to take back the rowing machine when I eventually had the room put in. I mean, had a room to put it in. Well, after recently moving into my new home and requesting she return it, I was told it's hers now. That was never my intention. She has gotten my other sister and our parents to side with her, and they're making me feel like a bad person for even asking for it. Now I'm left to shop for a new machine. While the original sits in her new large home gym, along with her Peloton.
I knew it was coming.
That's petty. She never offered to buy it ever. She just insists it's hers now because I gave it to her. I still need a rowing machine, and I get upset every time. Needing a rowing machine is crazy. And every time I look at the new ones online, it just feels wrong that I have to buy another one.
I feel her.
So you got an item that you give out to your brother, right? Say a computer. We'll give it something that has like high monetary value on it. You have something that you're giving out to your brother, and 2 years, 3 years down the line, you ask for said item back. He doesn't want to give it to you, and you're in need of it. How are you feeling about that situation? Are you letting it go, or are you letting him know that, hey, you know what? Y'all wrong.
I mean, you can do both.
Yeah.
Like, you know what? That's you. But you foul for that. Maybe
right.
We gotta go. Maybe we gotta shoot the fair one,
just to make you feel better.
Like, you can keep that now, but something gotta happen.
Yeah,
especially it also depends on what kind of item. And obviously, this was a $900 machine.
Yeah.
So yeah, I need that. You, I better not have a spare key or a garage code because I'm coming to get that.
But see, you know, I've seen you be passive in that regard previously before. We won't go into the details about it. And,
yeah.
And I felt like my energy, I was way more mad because I was involved in that. I felt like my energy higher than yours at that time. I was like, man, for this price tag and what we talking about, I got to go hard for my man. You know what I mean?
Yeah. In that case, I mean, also the circumstance is different just because we were dealing.
And this is family still.
It is family.
Yeah.
And it was just more like, it was also like the timing, like, you know, all the stuff we got going on all the time. It's like, that wasn't, one, it was something I wasn't using.
Right.
Really. It did have a ton of sentimental value. But
there was a time where you could have used it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's always a time. But I mean, like, between that, how much I had going on personally at the moment,
right,
and then just the fact that I was like, okay, this is, because I like to declutter, and it was taking up space,
right,
and so I was like, all right, well, I had to get rid of it anyway, and right now it's in an unfortunate position, but it is gone,
right,
and it was money that I wasn't really expecting at the moment, so when it come, and so I'll deal with it when the time comes.
Yeah.
But yeah, in general, yeah, I can be very passive in that regards depending on the situation. But yeah, maybe actually more times than not, but there will be times where I'm like, hey, or also depending on the person. If it's my actual brother, like, yeah, I'm coming to get that.
You know, and there's certain things that like, and it's crazy because what I'm about to talk about, my man got him on his feet. Like, I give my cousins a lot of things that I spent, you know, money on in the first place. Because I feel like if it's family and stuff like that and it's not something that I'm actually using, I'm going to buy shoes again. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I've given my cousin them same Bread 11s that my man just walked by right now.
I did see a single tear just drop out your eye right now.
I was happy to give it to him, though. Because, like, for me, it was like, yo, I was able to grow past from that. You know, I'm not going to fight with anybody on any of those things that are of just, like, monetary value. Like, that... that's not that big of a deal. I've had shit stolen from me, you know, all kind of stuff. And I'm not gonna let items like pretty much dictate like what I am and what I'm not gonna do.
You charge it to the game and you take the silver lining of, okay, now I know who you are.
Yeah.
We'll get it later.
Yeah, we'll grab it.
Promotion.
Free promotion. But yeah, man, so you just gotta charge it to the game on that, man. Let's see what we got else, man. We'll go ahead and get to the next station. We're going to do Shit You Wasn't Outside For.
The next station?
Yeah, the next station.
We doing a circuit?
Triggeration station right there.
Hey.
On this long list of things that you have here on Things You Wasn't Outside For, you remember the game Jinx?
Yeah.
Yeah? So explain with Jinx. Go ahead and keep it. It's yours.
I told you.
It blew away.
Working already.
Matter of fact, you want to sit down with us?
I do.
Yep, there we go.
Well, why not?
Here, you can pull up that chair right there.
We are perfect because we was transitioning anyway. Yeah, we'll do choices right now.
Yeah, we'll do choices. You pull them up for us real
quick. Okay, yeah, yeah.
My name is Carl. This is Lex. And we're from the Grown Folks Podcast Network. We have two different podcasts. One is You Wasn't Outside, and then the other one is Grown Folks Business Podcast.
You don't start promoting your other show.
And so the biggest thing for us is like to come out in the community and highlight, you know, different events and stuff like that, and kind of, you know, have people, you know, come in and tell their experience. So tell us your name and where you're from. And the front of the mic is right here in the front.
Roger that.
Okay.
My name is Anita Mahalia Kimbrough Jefferson by way of Fort Hood, Texas.
Hey, shout out to Texas.
She did say we was getting a lot of people out here from different places.
From different places.
That's right. Came here to visit my daughter, Olivia Corman, in the Navy, and my grandbabies.
Oh, shout out to Olivia and the grandbabies. Yeah. All y'all ready for Easter Sunday, too. I see y'all.
Thanks for having us on here.
Oh, no problem. We play a game called Choices. And so it's kind of like a would you rather type event. I'm going to have Lex read them to you, and then we'll also have you. Yeah, there. So then we'll go from there. Go ahead, Lex.
All right,
start it off.
Let's see. All right, so the choice is always have a full phone battery or full gas tank.
Oh, I need that full phone battery so I can call somebody and give me some gas.
And
that surprised me. I thought, you know what? It didn't surprise me. That's the type of world we're living in now.
What you mean? What would you have taken?
Full gas tank.
You take it a full, and these, I would take the full gas tank just because gas prices is high out here. I don't know if they're high in Texas right now, but I would definitely take the full gas tank. Yeah.
And it costs more to fill up. My battery just take a little bit of time.
But the phone keeps you connected. Cause she might be right. That's you might be stuck in the woods somewhere, man, and you might need somebody to come help you.
I ain't going to the woods. What I'm going to the woods
for? I think
for.
You over all of us would be okay in the woods.
That don't mean I'm going. All right.
Next question.
Anyway, next question. Would you rather your significant other get along with your family or your friends? One of them got to be hated. One of them got to hate them.
Oh, Lord. Well, family is family. They going to love me no matter what.
No matter what.
It would be nice for my significant other to get along with my friends because that's who I be hanging out with most of the time.
There you go. Yeah, you. Because then all of a sudden, we ain't trying to be your friend no more. You done chose up. You done chose up. Oh, it went away. Okay. What part of Texas are you from, you said?
From San Antonio. By way of Fort Hood.
Fort Hood. Okay, yeah, you got to say that. Had to feel some. All right, choice is, and I don't want to trigger nothing. I'm not trying to be any business. Would you rather be in a bad relationship for the rest of your life or no relationship for the rest of your life?
No relationship any day.
Hey, she can get it on her own. She don't need no man. You hearing this?
I mean, you know, relationships are wonderful, beautiful things be in, but you know, what good is either party if it's a bad thing?
Yeah, exactly.
I hear you.
I'm right there
grown
with you.
Folk talk, ain't that what we
that's
doing?
That's the grown folk talk right there.
All
right.
Okay. Now, this might be triggering, too, just being from Texas and with the recent events. Would you rather have your AC go out forever or your heat?
Oh, I'm going to live without that heat in Texas.
Yeah.
From where I'm from.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really?
Even in the wintertime. This is forever.
But you know what? This is touching bases close to home because my mom did suffer with hypothermia during that bad storm in Texas.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah. So,
but this is you. If you can deal with the cold, then, you know.
Yeah, you can layer up. But you can't layer off.
Only so much true. I can take off.
The heat is completely different for sure.
Yeah.
Yes.
And people like I'm not the same color all the way through. I'm nice and tan, and then you get to a certain area, I look like a totally different person.
Oh yeah. Okay. We'll take it.
All right. Last one. We don't want to take up too much of your time. Would you rather have nobody show up to your wedding or to your funeral?
You know, once I'm dead and gone, it don't really matter.
It don't even matter.
So, right. They don't want to show up to my funeral party, that's fine. But we can be there and celebrate during the wedding
there
day.
You go.
Yeah. I'll just take it as I outlived everybody I cared
that's
about.
That's right. There you go. True. Thank you.
Yo, thank you.
I appreciate your time.
You guys have a good rest of the time out here.
All right, now. Stay blessed.
Oh, we'll do. Oh, man, that was great. We got my we got another. Hey. There you go. We got our man in the house. Come sit down, young man. Come sit down. You here already, man.
He ain't trying to work.
He got something that he got to promote anyway.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So we got my man Theron in the house, one of the advocates and part of the work team of First Chance U. So what's going on with you, brother? We had you on previously. So anything new with you guys coming up?
Yeah, so since I was last on You Wasn't Outside, we've had a chance to actually meet in person for our board retreat. So great planning session for us. Was able to definitely get the year calendared and excited for what we're going to bring to the community here in San Diego. First thing we have coming up next month or 2 months from now will be the Jamar Taylor Skills and Drills Football Academy. So 10 student athletes here from San Diego that are in high school, they'll be participating in a 2-day on the field, off the field session with Jamar and his other NFL teammates that he's played with throughout his career. So looking forward to that. And then later in the year, a back to school drive and then a holiday drive for families here in San Diego. So a lot of things coming up for the organization, and we're excited.
So for the camp and stuff like that, are you guys selecting students or is this based off of like them applying to get in? So how's that process kind of work if you guys have the details ironed out for it?
So high school football here in San Diego is something that clamors a lot of attention. So the way we got the 10 participants were through media outlets who kind of rate kids, and we sent them invitations. Obviously, throughout the summer, a lot of other football camps and things like that happen. So the 10 students that we're going to have are from all over the county. We're talking as north as El Camino and Oceanside to down south in East Lake. So once we got the rankings of the kids, we invited 10 kids, and two of the kids we actually worked with last summer in our Life Skills Academy, so it's good to be able to go back-to-back summers with them as well. So Excited about the 10 that we do have.
And so this is a nonprofit organization. So if you and a lot of these things and these events that you're putting together for the youth and everything, you guys are getting those donations from the community. So how does that process work out? Where can people donate and everything if they want to, you know, help out and sponsor a kid or, you know, do all other types of things?
So JamarTaylor.com, our CEO and president, his website is the landing spot for all things First Chance Youth Foundation. You can go on there and donate to the organization, or if you want to donate specifically to the football academy, you can donate on there as well. There's links to press donate. So, yeah, I mean, with the nonprofit, it's a win-win. You donate to a cause that's going to help the community, but also it's a write-off come tax season. So it's a good opportunity to get some of those numbers, to get that money back that you may have to end up paying.
All right, man. So since we got you here, man, we're going to have you sit down for one of our segments now, man. So this is the You Wasn't Outside segment, where we take a look back on how it was when we was growing up as youth. So let's go ahead and get to it real quick. Get these applause. What You Wasn't Outside For. You remember the game Jinx? That's what we talked about.
No.
You don't remember Jinx?
You don't remember Jinx? When you said things.
You have any friends growing up?
I did.
You remember when you said something at the same time and you like, Jinx?
Oh, yeah. Jinx, yeah.
Yeah. It was Jinx?
You know what I was thinking about was Jax, the game Jax.
See, now that stuff You Wasn't Outside. Yeah. I don't even think that was popular when we was coming up.
It was Jinx.
Yeah, Jinx. Jinx, yes, for sure.
Double Jinx. Oh, you Master Jinx.
Yeah, you put some new stuff on it. I ain't never heard. I just had the regular Jinx that was on there.
Oh, you know, everybody was trying to one-up someone.
Where did this come from? Because you put it down
on the
list.
This came from my block specifically, apparently.
No, this came from, like, you wrote it down in the notes that we had. So did you have a moment where that happened? Somebody, like, had the Double Men Twins moment?
Nah, I was watching an episode of The Office, and it came up. I was like, oh, we did do that dumb that nobody cared about. It was just real quick. We ain't got to spend a lot of time on this one.
Nah, we ain't got to. BB Bridges.
Yeah, we were talking about some of these games a couple of weeks ago, but we left that one out, like an open chest.
Is that the one? Is that what the BB Bridges is?
BB Bridges is where you can't say, and now that I'm thinking about where we came up, maybe this was started by something else. But I remember was you couldn't say words that started with the letter B. And if you did, because, you know, in casual conversation, you ain't really watching every single word you're saying.
Yeah.
So if I said, oh, you know, I got to get the kids a bath. And yeah. I didn't know as I said it. Until I say BB Bridges, you could just start punching me. It's just violence.
It's not down to one. It's not
no.
He grew up in a rough neighborhood.
That's you just start punching somebody.
Hills,
and you got to say BB Bridges.
It's a little different right now.
Oh, so this is local.
Yeah, but I remember playing like Slug Bug. You remember that? Like you see like.
Yeah, we already talked about that, though, but I didn't mean to bring that up. And it was just like, damn, what the f*** did I say? And so, yeah, you couldn't say certain words or words that begin with B. And then, like, if you did.
That was
and
it.
And when you getting Green punched light. By multiple people, sometimes it's hard to get out what you're really trying to say. So it was harder to say that, harder than you think when you getting stomped out.
Growing up, I got this one a lot. Talk to the hand.
I bet you did.
Yeah, it was the talk to the hand. Because my face don't understand.
Yes.
That was the rhyme right there. Did the kids still say that now? You work with like youth and stuff like
they
that.
They just block you.
Yeah. In person interaction isn't a thing anymore, so they'll block you on social media, and that's talk to the hand nowadays.
That's
so,
the whole thing right there.
And that was mostly women, though. Men, we had the Jamie Foxx.
Yes, right.
For sure.
He
gave me a little golf clap for that one. I don't want to clap too much.
Bring it back. All right, here we go. This is the last one we got. Electric Slide, All the Dances. What else did we have? We had the Electric Slide, Cha-Cha Slide, doing the Hustle 2 at Cookout.
Is that appropriate for this segment? It's always going on. Never stop.
I don't know if some people are outside for that, though, because I don't feel like this younger generation, especially like you with the high school students, I don't think they know how to do the Electric Slide.
Some do.
Some, and it depends where you. If you come to the Soul Swap Meet, then you know how to do the electric
Correct.
Slide. You
know, are we gonna get that popping for the warm up at the camp? That's how we get our knees good.
Nah, that's registration right there.
Okay,
that's how you get in. Slide. You gotta get in.
For that team stretch.
Who taught
going?
You how to do it? I feel like I went to enough events and I just seen people rocking. Yeah. That's how I got. Like that's how I got it.
Electric Slide for sure at family functions. I would say Cha-Cha Slide, my aunt Gigi. She's the one that taught me how to do it. I was about 8, 9 years old.
Yeah.
Yep.
You do the Cupid Shuffle, too, when the music come on?
I do Cupid Shuffle. Absolutely.
That's the wedding get down right there.
Cupid Shuffle, Electric Slide, Cha-Cha Slide.
I don't think anybody's doing the hustle. I don't know how to do the hustle, but that is a song that you would hear playing on 92.5, and they were trying to force it on us. I don't even think it's black people that do that, to be honest with you.
I don't... I don't know. I can't say the hustle. I had a lot of family functions, and the hustle wasn't the thing.
I ain't heard the hustle.
So the question is for you.
I know what the question is.
So go ahead and answer it for me. Can you?
I can.
You can do that.
I've been to enough black weddings, black barbecues.
To go ahead and
to where they're like, nah, if you hear, you hear. You ain't sitting there. Don't sit down.
Oh, man. But yeah. All right, man. Well, I appreciate you sitting down in the segment. I'll let you finish up. You heading out of here?
No, I'll be here a little bit longer.
Yeah, I got to get me a plate of something, man. I smell them greens over there, too, man.
He ain't been focused this whole time.
Yeah, I ain't been able to. It's been hard for me right now,
he's
man.
He's sweating. He got the oil sweats. He ain't no oil yet. Y'all be easy.
All right, man. Oh, man. So that was cool, man. So what else we got up on here, man? We got anything else we need to touch on? You think we good? Or anything else? Should we get a vendor out here?
I mean, how much time we got?
We are an hour in at this point.
Oh, we've been doing 90 minutes. She been mad.
Yeah.
You know, she been trying to catch up. Oh, y'all just out here making all this extra time.
We get all this extra time.
It take
time
me
in.
Three car rides now.
I mean, you know, for the most part, man, I think we good, man. I think it's a good place to end it. You got some ending music that you got man, for us? You want to keep rocking?
No. Nah, you hungry?
Nah, I'm
I know
hungry.
How
I'm
I feel when
go.
I'm trying
this
to go.
Is, it's it.
So get your.
I know how you feel when I'm trying to go. That's funny, man.
Get your three cheers off. Hand me the cord.
I definitely want to give a three cheers out to Miss Shayla, even though we just spoke with her, man. Because we've been struggling to find, you know, well, I've been struggling finding places, you know, for us to go to and whatnot, man. And just to be able to have this event where, you know, you start seeing people that look like you for a long time, man, we struggle with, like, leaving above the eight. You know what I mean? We go to certain places and stuff like that. And to have people willingly come and sit down on the first take of saying, hey, you want to come sit down with us? Oh, heck yeah, I do.
Yeah, that's good vibes. Because people be playing around. I mean, I get it, too, because this is more appropriate area to do that.
Right.
If I'm at a random park and someone's like, you trying to talk to me? With all this electrical equipment around?
It's like yeah. I'm not ready for that. And I got my kids with me and everything, man. But it's beautiful to be out here and celebrate with everybody, man. Great positive vibes and whatnot. What you got for three cheers, man?
Three cheers, man. Oh, it's a late one. I meant to
And I want to give a three-cheer shout-out to my mom that's right here. Happy birthday. She thought I forgot about her birthday. I'm counting her birthday when we all together. So okay. That's where we at. We're going out to dinner tonight. She out here amongst her people. Got the colorful hat on and everything. So happy birthday to my mom. She's 25 for the fifth time.
All the colors coordinate.
There we go.
She got the Sunday best hat on. She
all
ready
day.
To go with
all
the
day.
Green juice.
She ain't playing. Getting her health as well. So what you got for your three-cheer?
I mean, I was going to throw it to you. But we ain't doing that yet.
Yeah. We got about another 2 weeks before you.
But
then
you had a late
celebrate
one too.
Celebrate me again.
I was gonna celebrate my people's elevating because not only you got your little thing going on that we talk about, but Jonathan got his master's.
Oh, amen to that,
he got
man.
He
grinded. I didn't even had no idea he was in school.
He grinded. He took advantage. He was efficient. He got his work to pay for it.
Yeah.
He did a little online program. You know, grinded through the pandemic, and you know. Got that next step.
Yeah, that's what's needed right there for sure, man.
And I ain't gonna go front. I was like, man, he ain't about to go back and get it. Because once you out of school that long, like I ain't trying to go back.
Because I was asking my fiance the same thing. I was like, or telling her the same thing. I was like, yo, if I had to like go back to school right now with kids and stuff like that, there's no way that I'd be able to do that. Like it's too difficult for me to do that right now. But you know, it is what it is.
But yeah, I'm a big fan of efficiency. So if you can get someone else to pay for it and you ain't got to go nowhere, just knock it out online, you know, the year and some change that he did it, then I'm all for it.
Right. All right. Shit. Well, shout out to everybody that came in and talked with us, man. It's a beautiful time. The next event, I don't know where you're going to catch us outside at next week, but next event is definitely going to be the Juneteenth event at Ski Beach. So we got what? T-minus 18 days by the time this comes out or 19 days or 20 days. That's bad math. Bad math all the way around. But anyway, we got about 20 days before that happens, man. So catch us outside anywhere, man, near you. What you going to lead us out
near
with?
Me. I'm going to keep it summer still.
Uh-oh, he's still in the summer vibes. There we go. Turn this up a little bit in the head. There we go. Ride us on out. Oh, yeah, that's definitely summertime vibes right there. I appreciate everybody. You wasn't outside. Episode 40, we done.
Hey. Look, summertime in that colors. All these young hoes fuck. All these young niggas is hustling.
pull up thick to that function. Pull out guns and start bustin', cause niggas not with no fussin'. Roll up cushions, shoot hundreds, and take your bitch like it's nothing. We was living fast, we was rushing. Niggas burnt and crashed on that dumb shit. And it's fucking sad cause we was puppets. Had to learn so fast to switch hustles. And my back, I 1200. And my fucking back is illustrious. And I still kill one of you niggas, cause I'm not really for the fuck shit. And we was raised around hustlers, Rolex chains and case bussin', super sports and box colors. And pull on fast and burn rubber. Pull out cash like it's nothing, cause all these young niggas is hustlin'. All these young hoes is fuckin'. Summertime in that colors. Summertime